Afton saw a dragon, and it was alive. It was awake. Somewhere in this world, a dragon was about to take flight. Her son was there to see it, terrified and elated and sick to his stomach all at the same time. And like his mother, he didn't want to die. That was the life. A sick synchronicity of fates.
Run, boy!
The two words filled her from toe to top, spilling out of her from the hole in her heart. Her own shoulder blades tightened as she felt the Endrahunj test its wings. It turned its glowing green body and scratched another spot in the stone above, then another, quickly finding a weak spot. The Endrahunj rammed its entire body up. Huge clumps of earth rained inward. When it settled, sky. Night sky. Stars. When had this beast last seen stars? It whipped its body upward, dug both massive wingtip claws into either side of the new opening, and hoisted itself through the hole. The dragon paused, but not to look at the stars. Air rushed over its body, exciting matted hairs sliding under dusty scales. It flexed its wings, shook its long worm body vigorously, twisted up again, and took to the sky.